Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Bomb, bomb. Sports Radio 92.9, the game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, as you know, trying to get things back a little bit on schedule from here on for the remainder of the
schedule.
Show.
Schedule.
Look, I mean, it happens. The owner of the Atlanta Falcons calls a press conference to talk about the state of the team. You're going to carry the press conference about the state of the team and react to it. So we did that, and I think we reacted to it.
Yeah, I mean,
what I'll say about it. Okay. I don't understand why they felt the need to do this today.
Exactly.
There's really kind of nothing to announce.
Why do you feel like you had to do this?
Yeah, not entirely.
You're telling me
sure.
he felt like he needed to talk to the fans? Fine.
Okay.
Whatever. But, yeah, I mean, we already talked about Michael Penix, his belief in Michael Penix. Still don't know what the final say of the president of football.
Sound weird.
Is it me? Got it? Am I good now?
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay,
oh, okay.
Sorry. The mic was weird.
Okay. Now, if the president, we kind of know what he had, what he is.
Yeah.
He's still final say on what? I still want to know what that is, but whatever. And then, the Albrecht thing, because I know a lot of people want to keep Brick here as far as the DC of whoever comes in. We don't know what that is, but, yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just a lot of, like, future stuff, no answers. I think we all understand why you moved on. I guess some of the details about the restructuring of the front office, but even that wasn't really made super clear because we don't know who the president of football is going to be. And then one of the answers at the end about, like, what did you learn from the health assessment from the outside, that there wasn't a clear vision for the franchise.
Right.
I don't understand how that could be possible. All you want to do is win.
Yeah, you're right.
How complicated is it?
Winning is the most important thing. And the whole thing we talk about is that we talk about the spine. That's how you want your organization, from the owner now to the president to all this other crap. They wonder. I think there's too many damn people still.
It's really hard
especially when there's a lot of people. Like Matt Ryan, his position, obviously, there are teams with presidents. There are teams with team presidents,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But it wasn't how they're making it seem like he's going to be the visionary of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think the vision of a football team should be the head coaches, because he's the one that has to go out there and get those wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Zeno let us know, I guess, within the week of the season ending, there's a press conference mandate from the league.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I understand that
part. Well, then that's why. That's why they did this today, then.
Did he do it last year?
I do it every year.
Oh, I don't remember last year. But anyways, I don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday either. But, but I think, when you look at it from, the vision of a team and all those things, I think the vision of a football team should be a head coach, because he's the one that got to go out there and be a coach. And then the general manager gets those players for you to realize that vision.
Right.
And I think that comes from a standpoint of letting the general manager hire the head coach, not you hire a GM and then you hire a head coach and you like, y'all go work together. Now, I'm not saying it does not work. I just don't like it. I like the way I like it.
Well, either way, like, I just think one of them should be involved with the other. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if they're totally independent of one another, how can you be sure that when they get in, look, even if one helps hire the other, there's no way that you could be sure.
Right.
It's hard to win. I understand that it's hard to win football games in the NFL.
Or if you want a head coach so bad, you let him go pick the guy he wants to work
That's
with.
What I mean.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you want it to be a unified vision.
Yeah.
Ask one of them what the vision is,
yes,
and then try to find somebody else with that vision.
No, that's not what I want, though. But
if you have two different people with kind of two slightly different – but again, like, what's the vision? The vision is put together the best football team so we can win football games and try to get out there and do it. I do think part of the issue has been a lot of different voices, a lot of different opinions, a lot of different people with the ability to
– sway things.
Sway things without repercussion.
Yes.
Like, if your opinion is – taken into account, your job status should be on the line for that opinion.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You shouldn't take the opinions of people in your life or in your profession who don't have any skin in the game, right? If someone's offering me an opinion on this show and I'm just going to change what we do because of it and the show sucks and they're just some guy, that's not a good idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Woo! Don't get me started. Don't get me started with that right now.
But if it's somebody's job to offer opinions on the show right. and we change it and the show sucks, then we all get fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Or if it's a positive, you know, it could be a positive.
But he is, I love that he made it clear he's not a part of the day-to-day. You know, he lets his football people do football people stuff. Ultimately, he is the final decision makers on big things. But, I mean, they're interviewing guys now. Obviously, the president, I think you'll have an answer by Saturday maybe.
Yeah, by Monday.
By Monday, yeah. Especially by the time we come
yeah,
on
Yeah, they'll
the
do
air.
It over the weekend.
Yeah, because I will be shocked. It'll be funny as hell, and I'm telling you, I will be tickled, and I'm going to be crying laughing if it's not Matt Ryan. Because if it's not Matt Ryan, like we talked about yesterday, Matt ain't never coming back.
Yeah.
You can't put
– If Matt Ryan doesn't get this job, the relationship is over.
Who would they have to put in the car with him, like how they had to put Mike with Roddy?
Right.
Who are they going to have to put in the car with Matt to make Matt come back here?
Who could soften the blow?
Who could soften the blow?
There right. isn't one.
There isn't nobody.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, he would be done. Y'all tried to trade me for a nasty-ass freak.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all tried to get rid of me for a nasty-ass freak.
Couldn't even do it.
Couldn't even do it.
Because he couldn't – because you're too incompetent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then had to trade me. Yeah. And now you – you know, you teased me back into the thing.
Exactly.
Quit my damn TV job.
Quit my
I don't think
job.
He's actually done that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
We're quit being dramatic about
a,
it.
I had a damn cushy-ass gig on TV.
Yeah. And then didn't even give me the job?
What the hell is going on, man? What the hell?
Oh,
I bet Matt moves back to Philly.
Yeah, Matt's out of here.
Sarah, pack up the boys. Let's go. We're yeah. getting the hell out of Atlanta. Everything about Atlanta reminds
Matt's
me of
Matt's
this.
Going into the Colts ring of honor if he does that.
Yeah, man. But, no, I'm anticipating that then.
Yeah, Matt will be the president of football by Monday.
And then you get there as far as it starts the process of hiring, and get this thing right. Then you just move forward with the vision of – whoever it is. The vision of who? Is it Matt Ryan's vision?
I don't know.
Is it the head coach's vision?
It's all
oh,
the
oh, collective.
It's a collaborative,
collaborative vision. Yeah, right.
Collaborative visions tend
now,
to go good.
Now I know it was a mention of John Harbaugh in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, John Harbaugh comes in.
It's John Harbaugh's
vision. It's John Harbaugh's vision, yeah. right?
I also think, though, like, if Matt's the president of football – and they're able to get John Harbaugh here to have it be his vision. To me, Matt seems like a guy where he's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
It'll be Harbaugh's vision.
Yeah.
Let me do the operational stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sort of here to facilitate.
Exactly. I'm not finna.
Because I think we're assuming, like, the ego of the coach doesn't want to bow to the unproven president.
But, hell yeah.
Which is fine. But yeah. what if the president's ego is such that he's like, yeah, that I get it.
Yeah, because
I'm smart enough to realize this guy knows what he's doing.
But that's
doing.
What I'm saying. If you do get a coach of that magnitude that's been there, done that, yeah, you would probably – but, again, as I mentioned yesterday, we mentioned yesterday, if they do go with Matt Ryan and they go with a first-time general manager, even though he's been in personnel before and right. all those different things,
right.
and you go get a first-time head coach – that's a lot of youth.
It is.
It's a lot of youth. That's a youthful vision.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, whenever my kids put their heads together to try to do something, they used to get me with a TikTok prank or something.
Yeah, it's not great.
But I don't trust them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't trust that young ass.
Yeah, give me some seasoning.
You know, like, give
there.
Me some of that. You yeah. know, now when mama gets in on it or something.
Does that make it better?
It makes it better.
Does it?
Because that's when they okay, get me all sure. the way. Like, my kids
oh, that's
like,
when they trick you.
Oh, no, yeah. But when mama comes in there, uh-huh. the vision is a little bit more clear.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So that's what I'm not saying it can't work. I'm not. But if they go young, my only thing is I always say, and it's like we talked about in training camp, be patient. It's a young group. All right? Not to say they're not qualified. I'm not even saying Matt's not qualified to be the president of this organization. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, well, it's a newly created position.
Yeah, how do you newly create
anyone could be qualified
anybody
for
anybody
be
qualified
yeah.
for it.
Or not qualified,
they don't
however
have,
you want to put it.
It ain't no rules of being a president. Well, it kind of is because he's not – I know they keep saying recently created. There are people that are Matt Ryan in other organizations.
But isn't it called the president of football operations?
Yes.
Not here. It's just going to be the president of football. So it's a singular thing. It's different.
Are they supposed to stand when he walks in the damn room?
Yeah.
Take the hat off?
They're going to play.
He's the president?
When he comes in.
Sorry, it sounds like a damn disaster.
It does seem like a...
It's not like it's about to be a damn disaster.
Seems like a little over-governed.
Yes, you know? It is. That's
like,
what I'm
like we said last week, the saying isn't, let's get some more cooks in the kitchen. It's there's too many.
Yeah, let and that be the GM.
It feels
let that
like
be
this
the president
is just
and general
another
manager.
Cook that's in the kitchen.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean?
Because that's what, like, when you're telling me.
Oh, maybe he's a good cook. Who knows?
I don't know, but I
don't know. Here's what I will say, just to sort of take a pause and a step back from the big picture. What a crap week for Atlanta
sports.
It's
been crappy.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it's not our fault. We're here trying to make you laugh, and hopefully we're doing it and bringing you the news and all that stuff. But what a crap week.
Yeah, man.
Falcons fire everybody and
wait,
then have to have
crap?
A press conference. Well, maybe not.
Yeah,
but at the very least, like, okay, maybe you're happy they fired him. They're still not in the playoffs for the eighth straight year.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
You trade away the franchise.
Trade away the franchise player, NBA
the
player.
Anything happen for the Hawks? I mean, the United or the Braves?
No, they're not.
They going to get anybody?
I guess the best thing we can say about them is that they're not playing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is, you know, when the best thing you could do is look forward to the next year,
yeah,
that means what's happening currently is not very good.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. Again, I know it's not our fault, but. One of the crap weeks we've had.
Yeah, but hey, it is what it is. But it's just gonna be an interesting process, especially
and Georgia like not that
Georgia
long ago.
Yeah,
like, that's
so, yeah, and Tech's losing all
Tech's
their damn
having
players.
A tough offseason.
Yeah, Tech's losing all their damn players. It's rough, man. But
TGL's winning though.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. Forgot about that.
They won't even call us on the radio. You know,
how can I forget about
so
that?
So they're snubbing us. Pulling the old Jabari Parker trick.
But I'm interested once they get the president in place, how fast this goes. Because another guy's on the market right now. We saw Mike McDaniel finally got fired in Miami. I'm assuming that the GM searches, he had to be a part of it as far as asking what they thought about him. It probably was more no's than yes as far as outcome. If he's there, nah, or something like that. I expect them to go all in on John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And so he can get his guy and bring his guy in, because that's another thing. If John comes in here and he wants to be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, I'm almost positive he's going to want his own guy.
At
general manager.
Oh, sure.
I'm almost positive he's going to want his own guy at that position. So.
Maybe that Ian Cunningham is his guy.
Maybe.
Just because they've been together before in
Baltimore. And that could be it. So, I mean, there's all these things. But, you know, Mike McDaniel, last week, you were talking about, well, Cleveland's on the – I was like, Cleveland Browns as head coach? Oh,
seems like he needs to go be an OC again.
I think Dan Quinton already called him.
Yeah,
you know him and Dan. You know,
I wouldn't. That's a you go in Washington with a healthy Daniels and you get Raheem on defense and Mike McDaniels on Mike McDonald.
McDaniel.
God, I get those guys confused.
Me too.
You know the one from Miami.
Yes.
You get that guy as your OC. That's a nice little staff.
Yeah. Then you got to go get younger. If you're watching, go get younger on defense. You're gonna have Rock call your defense. Ross having all these damn.
Rob might be a head coach.
Hell yeah, he was in New York last night.
Yeah.
I think I saw, but you go get Rob. You go get.
Here's one thing
Mike.
I know about Raheem Morris. He's going to do a good job in the interview.
Hell yeah, he is.
You are going to like him after you interview.
I need to go to the place R Real Tacos, Andy.
Why does it have two R's?
I don't know, but it has it, I
mean, Real.
The line finally is settled down.
Oh yeah, there was a line out the door.
Yeah, man.
Real Tacos. RREAL.
Yeah, I bet they got no ground beef. They tacos.
Real. Not as good as the tacos here at Twin Peaks.
Nothing is better than the tacos here.
The best tacos.
Street tacos.
These are the ones. We're going to be right now. We're still on the radio. Abe. We're going to come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. In about 20 minutes from right now, the big story of the day, obviously the press conference. Well, there's two huge stories today, obviously. Falcons owner Arthur Blank met with the media about an hour ago. We will let you hear an exclusive one-on-one interview with Arthur Blank and Mike Conte in about 20 minutes from right now. Also, the Hawks traded Trae Young last night. And that's a really big story, too. So we're going to do our best kind of bouncing back and forth between those two things throughout the remainder of the show. And we'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes as well.
I mean, that's a big deal. They damn traded Trae Young, man.
They traded Trae Young.
That's great. That's still crazy to me that they traded Trae Young.
Yeah, no,
yeah, man. But
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. But and God, this morning I got a chance to see a lot of the videos from the players, you know, after the game, and saw Nall's thing, and obviously Ricochet's really, really close with him.
Yeah.
As he was talking, and Jalen's still like he couldn't believe it. Like,
yeah,
really?
Sure.
Yeah, that's our little Boosie. That's our Boosie's reaction.
Oh, I bet he's devastated.
Yeah, yeah.
You hate to see a sad Boosie.
Yeah, man. Oh. Yeah, man.
He's such a positive energy.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. You know, train moves forward, man.
Yeah, that's right.
The train moves forward.
It's one of those things where it's like, in a vacuum, it is. It's crazy because it happened last night, and we were reacting to it. And Trae is what he has been in Hawks history, and they. Now he's gone and he's traded and all that. But also there's been so much lead up to this.
Yeah.
It's kind of not crazy.
Yeah.
Because we've been preparing for this for like 3 years now.
Even then, I didn't believe you. When you were saying it earlier, I was like, was it? Yeah. Or was it more just rumors and everything? But I was like, was it? But, yeah, I just got to a point where I'm like yesterday, I was like, they about to trade his ass this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's especially when I saw CJ was going to be out. I was like, oh, yeah, they about to get him up out of here. But, yeah, man, it's a different look, man. And it's crazy because the jersey, like, that's the most prominent basketball jersey in the city right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it
so
is.
That's just one of the things where, never mind. That's a bad example. I was saying, can you get a refund back for the jersey because it's no longer here? But, yeah.
Well, you probably still want it, right? Like,
why would I want a Trae Young jersey? He'll play here no more.
Well, people wear Dominique jerseys.
It's different. It's throwback. So maybe save Trae's jersey.
Save it, then
like
eventually
20 years.
It'll be a throwback.
Yeah, save it like 20 years, and then it becomes a throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His number goes in the rafters eventually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Not a crowded rafters.
Oh, so no.
There's
no.
room for
but
it.
Yeah. The way things are going, ain't going to be no banners anymore.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully some banners.
Hopefully some of the, yeah, man.
Yeah, hopefully some banners.
Yeah, there's room up there.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love my job. Anyway. I love this job. Just piss people off and laugh at them.
Yeah, well. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Every day at this time, Bo Johnson with the back page. Hello, Bo.
So all this end of the NFL season, man, we got Arthur Blank making press conferences about having to ask questions about why he got rid of everybody.
Right.
Now everybody that takes the podium is being asked if they're retiring or when they're going to retire. Here's Travis Kelce on whether he's coming back. And look, I don't know that this sounds too positively in that aspect.
If my body can heal up and rest up and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I don't know. I kind of think Travis is done.
I'd be really surprised if he played again.
I would.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised.
I would too. I understand why he came back after last year.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
And he looked physically. He looked in better shape this year and. Looked like he spent the offseason kind of really making sure that was the case, whereas last year
he looked
like he was on the Eras tour.
Yeah,
hanging out,
tour.
eating the what's it called when you put together that list when you're in the when you're
rider,
a rock star?
Rider.
Yeah. Eating sandwiches off the rider. Look, he's older. He's played a million games.
Yeah, man.
He can't do some of the stuff that he used to be able to do, and you saw that a lot of drops this year. Still great, obviously going to the Hall of Fame.
First
but
ballot.
Seems like like a likely end.
I think that just the way he walked out that field last game, the last home game against I forgot who they played, but I think it's time for Kelce to go ahead and join his brother and retire, man. This dude's been great for so long, man. And
he'll probably make more money next year.
Oh, without a doubt.
On TV without or whatever podcast network
that's all
or whatever.
That podcast.
You know, yeah.
I mean, Travis is probably going to get a blank check to go whatever TV job he wants to almost, right?
Yep. Yeah. Because, like, they do
maybe
the podcast.
Maybe Matt Ryan
and
needs to be replaced in CBS?
Yeah, CBS might have a job opening coming up. But, yeah, I mean, because Jason Kelce gets to do the ESPN Monday Night stuff and the podcast.
Right.
So, like, he could do a network and that. And who knows? Whatever he wants to do, who knows? I mean, he's a super talented guy, and his status has been raised over the last couple of years with his relationship and all that. So,
plus,
yeah,
he's going to have WWE calling as well.
Yeah, right. He'll have a lot of options.
So you don't necessarily need to go out on top when you've already had the success that a Kansas City that they
that
have had
true.
In the last 15 years,
yeah.
right?
That is true.
Yeah.
You want to, though.
You want to so bad,
though. You want
to,
though. You hate to limp off the field at 6-11.
And that would be the one thing that could possibly get him back because of that thinking right there. Now, he won't be – like, they're going to have to limit his usage a lot, especially early on in the season and everything like that. Because, it takes – one thing I've been – the longer you play, the harder and longer it takes your body to damn recover. I'll be back, bounce back, buck by mid January. By mid January when I was a youngin. Well, come see me in March. Still body's still cracking.
You think he waits to make that determination until when they figure out exactly when Pat may be healthy? Like if Pat comes back ready for the beginning of the season, maybe Travis comes back?
No, I doubt it.
I don't think he wants to come back, though, if Pat's not going to be fully
healthy. Oh, he's not coming back if Pat's not playing.
Now, he's a free agent, isn't he?
Who thinks so?
Travis Kelce a free agent?
Yeah, so he's like, not gonna, he wouldn't go anywhere. He wouldn't go anywhere.
Okay.
I don't think he'd go anywhere.
That'd be wild.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
One year of Travis Kelce, the
Denver.
The Brown or something.
Yeah. That'd be well, really I like Fannin. I love Fannin.
So, to y'all's knowledge, has Jerry Jones yet discovered the Fountain of Youth? I know he always
he's working
talks
on
like
it.
He
I don't
has.
Know, man.
He's still kicking, so he must be doing something.
I don't know, man. Them oil spots oiling.
Yeah, they are.
Man, they are, aren't
spots
they?
Spots are growing.
So yeah, somebody actually asked.
High def is not his friend.
Somebody
it is
asked
not,
Jerry Jones when he plans on retiring, and I don't know, man. It may seem like he may need to live to be about 125.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal. To
that's
be retired
goal.
In the NFL as the
right.
owner.
Feels like more of a
that
dream than a goal,
Super
but that's all right.
We've got three. How many more do I have to go as a single owner? Bob's got how many? Six?
Bob
so I've done. Got I've
got work to do.
Got work to do. I got work to do, but at least I'm up to the second rung in the ladder.
Been there for a while.
How many years? How many years is it going to take the Dallas Cowboys to win four more Super Bowls?
Well, if it took them.
Jerry's definitely racing time here.
It's taking them 30 to win three. So if you give them one a decade, it's going to take them 40 more years.
Yeah. Now, Jerry ain't going to be around that long.
He does have
but
money,
he's
though.
He's going to try.
Yeah.
He
you
does
know
have money.
I just, you know what, when you talk about Jerry in the high def, my thing with him and other men, what the makeup thing they put on, right? And they just, it'd be makeup, and then they got the little gap.
Yeah. I think they think the camera's never going to side
profile. It's never going to see the side of their face. Okay.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of a lot of bad makeup on older men in America currently.
I'm just curious, like, y'all not get
we're at a bad time for older
you don't get
older
by the,
men
you,
in makeup.
You don't get by the ear or something, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, I know, there's a lot of research going on, though. There's that guy. I don't know his name.
Remember the Canadian billionaire dude that was eating rhinoceros tails or something.
Well, he's doing everything. Like, there's this billionaire, tech billionaire, who's monitoring every aspect of his life. He's even, and this is weird, but it's true.
Yeah.
He's even got something hooked up to his son in the sleep, so he can monitor his,
like, he one of them dudes, man.
Evening excitement. Which is weird.
Crazy.
If that's the level you're going to try to stay young,
yeah.
You're monitoring your sons, you know?
Yeah, man.
You got problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Damn
weird. You're a weird guy.
Weirdo.
Just age and die like we all will.
So, Randy, you may have to make some room at the table. And that's the round table, I mean. The guy who I think should be the next James Bond, now known as Sir Idris Elba, was officially knighted in the UK by King Charles III for his contributions to drama and his long-standing commitment to charitable work. Congratulations, Sir Idris Elba.
I thought he was already knighted.
Yeah, I saw you get knighted. Yeah, he was, man. Like, I better get on board.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's so cool, man.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Again,
yeah.
I always forget that he's British. But I just forgot.
British.
But I just watched his show. They got
The Wire.
No, I didn't watch that. Hijacked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. It's really They got a part two coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was a quick watch and everything. But yeah, man, being knighted by the king is something different, man. That's why I got to get myself. What country am I?
Sealand.
Yeah, I gotta get over to Sealand.
Yeah, no, but you're a knight. It transfers though. Yeah, you're a knight of Atlanta.
Yeah.
We need T.I. to come through and do the official ceremony.
I'll do that. I'll let T.I. I don't know. We can't deal with no sword though. I don't.
What do you? What's the Atlanta version?
When I think
of
about swords, I just think about. You remember King Ralph when John Goodman sliced that man's ear?
Sure. Yeah, you don't want that. But okay. So if the knight in England gets knighted by the sword of King Charles.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay.
What does the Knight of Atlanta get knighted by T.I. with?
Well, I must just hear me out, okay? Because I don't ever want no man to do this to me. But we would definitely have to be at Magic,
right?
On the stage,
sure.
Make it rain on me.
That sounds good.
But no, because I don't want no man to make it rain on me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe no one's going to make it rain on you,
right?
But he would have to sort of anoint you somehow, and then you can make it rain.
Okay. So he gave me two stikes.
Yeah,
just pat the shoulder with
there
the stack.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah,
there
yeah.
we go.
So he'll anoint you with
yeah.
a stack,
yeah,
and
well,
then
yeah.
hand it to
he'll
you.
Anoint me with the stikes.
I knew we were going to get there,
and then I throw it up.
I knew
all right,
we were
going to
get
yeah,
there.
I was like, I don't want no man to make it rain on me. So hell no.
And here's the video of T.I. making it rain on Randy.
Yeah,
well, Bubby probably knows him, right? You know T.I. Yeah, Bubby knows
him. Yeah, I don't want all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm good on that. Nah, I'm good on that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thank you, Bo. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day, including Mike Conte's exclusive one-on-one interview with Falcons owner Arthur Blank. So do not go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.